This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has condemned the two mass shootings in the United States that took 31 lives Saturday and Sunday. Bachelet endorsed strong gun control measures to preempt such attacks. With more, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Office warns hate crimes appear to be on the rise in the United States, noting an increase in violent attacks against synagogues, mosques, churches, and LGBT people. The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner, Rupert Colville, says authorities are responsible for ensuring their actions do not promote negative stereotypes that lead to violent outbursts.
We're concerned that these types of messages not only stigmatize and dehumanize minorities, migrants, refugees, women, LGBT, and the so-called other, but they also leave targeted persons and communities vulnerable to the risks of reprisals and attacks.
Colville tells VOA it is too easy to attribute gun violence to mental illness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. From the United Nations today in Switzerland, North Korea envoy Ju Young Choi.
Despite our repeated warnings, the United States and South Korea have finally started the joint military exercise targeting the DPRK. This is an open denial and a flagrant violation of June 12 DPRK-US joint statement and the last year inter-Korean declarations.
You're listening to VOA News. U.S. National